So someone wrote the following pasuk on a whiteboard, Lo yelecha Elohim acharim al panai. And the question was asked, can you erase that pasuk? So two different questions. Number one is, can you erase a pasuk off a blackboard? It seems people do that all the time. And secondly, can you erase the name of God, as it were, even though the pasuk of Lo yelecha Elohim acharim al panai, the word Elohim here does not mean Hashem, it means other gods. So we know that there is a prohibition to erase Hashem's name. It's based on a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, which says that you have to destroy idolatry in Eretz Yisrael. But lo tasun kein l'Hashem Elokeichem, you're not allowed to do this to Hashem, your God. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin and in Makos tells us that based on this pasuk, Azhar l'mochik es Hashem, that there's a warning that we're not allowed to erase Hashem's name. And not only are we not allowed to erase Hashem's name, so Chazal extended the prohibition also to erasing psukim to such an extent that you can't. Shulchan Aruch has a halacha in Yoredeah Siman Resh Pei Gimel Seif Dal. You can't embroider psukim on a talis because you're afraid you're going to be mezalzel the talis. You're going to denigrate the talis. You're going to say maybe bring it into a bathroom. This may refer to maybe a talis katan tzitzis. You shouldn't denigrate psukim as well. Because as the Shach points out, you may be psukei totally de zilzul. It's gonna you lead it to a state of disgrace. So it's not only the name of Hashem, the Shem Hashem, but also psukim we have to be careful for. So then, if that's the case, so how do we get around erasing psukim? Let's say from a blackboard, from a whiteboard. In schools, they have people write psukim on whiteboards and then they erase them. So how do we get around doing this? So the Tashbetz in Chelek Aleph Siman Beis, hundreds of years ago, addressed this question, Sha'alta, Im Mutar Lichtov Beluchos, Shlosh or Arba Psukim, or Parsha Shleima. Are you allowed to write on the boards three or four Psukim or entire Parsha? Kimo Shenagu Be'elu Haratzos Letinoko She'en Lahem Sefer. So similar to these countries where children don't have a sefer. If I'm lamed kosev lahem b'chol shavua masha datol shaben yichol lakaba b'chol shavua v'shavua. So they have no sfarim, no books, no sifrei kodesh. So he writes a bunch of psukim on the board and whatever the kids can handle, and every week. B'sof shavua mochik b'chol zeh v'chol zeh parsha acheres. And then he erases the board at the end of every week, and he writes more psukim in the next week. And the Tashbetz allows it. Why? Acharei she'en kavanasin lichok osa parsha osam psukim derech hashchasa unekama ubizayon. Says it's only prohibited to raise psukim if it's a way of destruction or disgrace. But here, he miskaven l'kai mitzvah Talmud Torah. The goal is to observe the mitzvah, to fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah by writing more psukim, erasing the board with these few psukim since the kids learned it, and they're writing new psukim. And he writes, Uchan nusim heim. They're like anus. They're like an unavoidable circumstance. They don't have hovein lam svarim because they don't have svarim likros esbereim to read. V'onis rachmana patre. So it's fascinating that the Tashri basically says, what can you do? You really shouldn't do it. However, it's not done derech hashchasa, a way of destruction. You're erasing it so you can write new psukim. That's because they don't have svarim. He does write at the end that you can't erase shmos of Kadosh Baruch Hu. That you can't erase. Names of Kadosh Baruch Hu. That you cannot erase. There's another reason, perhaps, why you're allowed to erase a psukim from the whiteboard, from a blackboard, and the Neshut Ein Yitzchak, Chelek Af, Or Chaim Siman Hey, Rabbi Yitzchak Inspector Rice. It's not that it's that you're erasing it, not Derech Hashchasa, but he says Eino Chal Aleihem Me'olam Din Kedushas Kisvei Kodesh Aluchos. There's no sanctity to begin with these psukim, because you know that why that you when you're writing these psukim, you're going to erase them. So there's no kedusha to begin with. There's no problem to erase them. So regarding erasing the pasuk of Lo Yelchal Himachir Apanai, there's no prohibition to erase it. It's either because it's not derech hashchasa or because there was no kedusha to begin with when you wrote it. The Rav Shlomo Zalman and Hilchos and Alichos Shlomo Hilchos Tfila Perichav Beis. See if Yud, he writes that that writing God's name but not referring to it being God, then there is no kedusha associated with those words. And he says, for example, gam shem aleph dal nun yud shem iskavim la adonim gam kin mutter v'chein shem aleph hey yud hey. It's the name of my master. If you're saying Adoni or Adonai, referring to my master, or Eyeh, referring to I will be. If there's no kedusha associated with that word, so that's not your intent, so there's no kedusha and you would be allowed to erase it. So in this case, where someone wrote, Lo yachal elim achrim apanai, there's no problem in erasing Aleph Lamed, Hey, then Yud, then Mem Sofit, because that's not Shem Hashem. There's no Kedusha associated with it. It clearly means other gods. And the Pasuk is not a problem, either because there was no Kedusha to begin with, or because you're erasing it only in order to write more Psukim in the future.